Nominations for this year's Academy Awards were announced this morning. The film Everything Everywhere All at Once racked up nods in almost every category, including Best Picture. In that category, the film will compete with Top Gun Maverick, The Banshees of Inisherin, and The Fablemans, among others. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has more.
What's happening?
Michelle Yeoh, who was born in Malaysia, made history as the first Asian actress nominated for a leading role Oscar. She plays a woman traversing the multiverse in the film Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
I am paying attention.
The quirky independent film earned 11 Oscars nominations, including Best Picture and Best Director for the duo Daniel Kwan and Daniel Scheinert. It also got nods for supporting actresses Stephanie Hsu and Jamie Lee Curtis, and actor Ki Hui Kwan, who audiences first saw as a child in the 1984 movie Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Yeoh started out in 1990s martial arts movies from Hong Kong, then became familiar to American audiences with Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon 23 years ago.
Don't make me fight you. I am really good.
Another longtime actress, Angela Bassett, also made history as the first actor from the Marvel Cinematic Universe to be nominated for an Oscar. She stars in Black Panther: Wakanda Forever, which did not get nominated as Best Picture, but it did pick up 5 nods, including for its original song performed by Rihanna.
Lift me up.
Rihanna's nomination means she'll likely perform on stage at the ceremony soon after she headlines the Super Bowl halftime show. The Oscars telecast may get more boosts by seeing nominated artists Lady Gaga and David Byrne. The German film All Quiet on the Western Front, about soldiers in World War I, got 6 nominations, including Best International Feature and Best Picture, where it will compete with the blockbuster Avatar: The Way of Water, directed by James Cameron.
I see you.
They'll go up against The Fablemans, the film Steven Spielberg based on his childhood.
Movies are dreams.
For 2 years, women have won the Best Director Oscar, Jane Campion and Chloe Zhao. But this time, no women were nominated in that category, says Variety's senior awards editor Clayton Davis.
No Sarah Polley for Women Talking, even though her film was nominated for Best Picture. No Gina Prince-Bythewood for her epic The Woman King. That movie was completely shut out across the board, including Viola Davis. Shinoya Chukwu, the director of Till, also shut out. Nothing for Danielle Deadwyler, who was expected to get in Best Actress, for her performance in that film.
Davis says one of the biggest game changers was the Best Actress nomination for Andrea Riseborough after her grassroots campaign for her performance in the independent film To Leslie.
This was a very, very tiny movie, very small distributor, played possibly in one theater, but all the biggest stars were coming out to tout her performance. We're talking Amy Adams, Kate Winslet. I mean, when Kate Blanchett won the Best Actress Award at the Critics' Choice Awards for her performance in Tar, the first name that came out of her mouth was praising Andrea Riseborough and To Leslie.
Whether she can beat out Kate Blanchett, Ana de Armas, Michelle Williams, or Michelle Yeoh, well, all will be revealed at the Academy Awards on March 12th. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.